welcome to Almighty Pod. You're joining us for episode number 70. And my name's Tom. And this week I'm joined not by Chris, because he's actually got COVID.
Oh.
Don't know if you heard.
Oh.
But stay tuned. Don't turn off because he's not on. We've replaced him with someone even better who has been on the pod twice before.
Once, I think. Once. Just once on when we were in isolation.
And we did phone you a couple of times.
He called me.
So, yeah. A regular frequenter of the pod. Mr. Joel Cooper.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm all right.
Good, good. And I'm also joined, as I am every other week, by Mr. Sam Taylor.
Are you well?
I'm very well. All the better for seeing you. I've not seen you in a little bit longer than normal.
It's good to be excited about this week. I much prefer Joel to Chris, so
I prefer me to Chris, too.
You've got to, like, invent your outrageous laugh that I can put on the Instagram.
True. I'll have a think. So, while we're going through, I'll have a think, and then at the end, I'll do a laugh. You can put it over the top of my
laugh. Mostly, you just have to laugh at your own jokes, to be fair. It's not.
So, we've not really heard much from Chris other than the fact that he's positive. We got a message from him. I said, "How are you doing, pal? Hope you're doing all right," like about midweek. And I just got a photo of two TVs, one with FIFA on, one with live football, and then a load of food in the middle. It's like I'm having a great time.
Well, yeah, he messaged me because he sent us the message that he was positive on the Tuesday. He messaged me that night and said, "Have you got a PlayStation 4? I was like, "Yeah." And he went, "Can you please bring it? Because I've not got anything to play on." So I took him on the Wednesday, I took him my PlayStation. And that's how he's got the FIFA and food and TVs. So I think he's happy.
Living the lockdown dream.
And he's been able to watch The Ashes.
Well, indeed.
So I think he's enjoyed that.
Yeah. To be fair, that's the only conversation I've had with him in a week. So let's give him a bell and see how he's doing. I don't know if he's expecting this or not. Hello.
How are you?
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing? You don't sound very sniffly. Well, you do sound sniffly, but no more sniffly than you.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just tired. You doing a podcast?
Yeah, you're live.
Oh, I'm live.
We have replaced you with your cousin Joel.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Joel.
How are you?
Unlucky about the Vale game.
Tell you what, better than the Stoke game, though.
We won.
Ours was more exciting, though.
Tell us about lockdown. What have you been up to? We're just saying we've only had a photo of you playing FIFA and watching sport. So have you done anything else for the past, like 5-6 days?
About 5 days. Not particularly. I caught it pretty early, you see.
So, how long have you got left?
Well, if I test negative tomorrow and the day after, I should be out. But I caught it early, you see, so I don't know.
Okay.
Oh.
So I didn't get symptoms for a couple of days after testing positive. So,
how did you find out you were positive, Chris? You need to tell us that story.
I stuck something up my nose. Then it said I was positive.
I feel like there's more to it than that. There's got to be more.
Definitely more to it than
what Joel's saying.
I've been told you tested at school when you were showing the kids how to test, and then your test came back positive.
No. So we were about to test the kids at school because you have to be tested before they come back in. But the rule is you have to test yourself before. I tested myself, and then was like sat there chilling, had my feet up, had a coffee. And then about 5 minutes later, I looked down and saw the dreaded two lines, and I thought, oh dear.
Wow.
So I sat there for about a minute and contemplated what I'd seen. and then I turned to the other members of staff and I went, "I've got to go in.
See ya." were you happy or sad? Because you can't really work from home, can you, with your job, so it's very much like go and have a week off.
No, I'd rather not have it. I'd rather be in. But never mind. Here we are. I've got a crew to near the end of the season. Tom, who I'm living with, he's we started an F1 career.
Nice.
We're sitting top of the F1 table, and that's basically my week.
That's a great week.
Before we let you go, it wouldn't be right to have you on the pod without asking if there's any news going on this week. You've not been prepped at all for this week, but
no, I've ignored the news. I've put pure focus on my recovery.
And your other careers.
So I've put everything down and thought, you know what? I've got to focus on me. So I let the news do its thing.
Fair enough.
And I'll be back in 2 weeks. Unless I take a turn for the worst and die, but I highly doubt that.
We'll get a lot of lessons on the tribute episode anyway. So.
I'm going to write a tribute episode now.
Just for yourself.
Yeah, you write what you want us to say. Right. We'll let you go. We'll let you get back to your rest, to your career.
Yeah. All the best. Keep podding. And I'll listen.
You better do. You've got nothing else to do.
Have fun, Joe.
We'll see you later. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye, Sam. Bye, Tom.
Bye. He sounds like he's having a great time.
Exactly as I expected.
doing nothing. Playing FIFA and eating food.
Yeah.
Bless him. Get well soon, Christopher.
Yeah. We miss you.
We'd rather you didn't die, even if we get less listens next week.
If you could pre-record your tribute episode yourself, that'd save us a bit of hassle.
Play it anyway, even when he doesn't die.
Yeah. Wow.
It's been a busy... It's been like maybe 3 weeks now because we recorded the hybrid Christmas New
Indeed.
Year's special
Indeed.
Just before Christmas. So if you've not listened to that, go back and have a listen. It's quite funny. So it's been a little while now. We're now well into January, well into the new year. How were your Christmases and New Year's?
I was all right. It was busy. My first Christmas as a married man. So we did Christmas Day with my family.
Yeah.
And then Boxing Day with Rachel's family.
Yeah.
And then the 27th with my family.
Wow.
And then the 28th with my family.
Yeah.
And then the 29th with Rachel's family. Yeah. And then the 30th with Rachel's family.
Yeah.
Then the 31st, we came here for a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
Having gone to Manchester with my family. And then on the 1st, we spent with my family.
Wow.
So very busy.
Christmas is a lot when you're married.
It's weird. It's very strange. I've loved it. But I'm just hoping next year
Did
is
you
a little bit
it before.
No, you trying to get me there. No, but next year I could do with it being less hectic because I've gone back to work because I work in a school, and it's just felt like I've not been off.
Yeah.
So if next year I can get 2 days rather than 1 day at home, it'll be more restful.
It's very easy to get to the end of Christmas and you've not actually spent any time with your spouse.
It's true.
But I'd be careful because my in-laws definitely listened to this podcast. So I had a lovely time.
I loved it.
All the way through Christmas.
Busy.
It was delightful.
Amazing.
With my parents, with Alicia's parents.
Did
Everyone's family. We had a lovely time. Thank you, everyone.
Either of you get anything nice? What was the best present that you got?
Good question. Ooh. You can go first on this.
My mother-in-law bought me... she bought me vouchers to go to Luna, which is apparently a very fancy... new restaurant in the Wedgewood
estate. Very nice.
Place.
Nice.
I don't know. So
very
I'm very
nice.
Excited about that. So, yeah. Dawn, thank you very much.
Great present.
I think one of my favourite presents was this a Lego set I got, right? it's a Batman mask, but it's in Lego.
That's
it's very good. My mum and dad got me that.
Have you worn it?
It's not big as my head.
Oh, right.
It's like small, probably half the size of the real one.
Okay,
but it looks nice.
Nice.
So probably that one, I think.
What about what you gave out? What was the best present that you gave away?
I was responsible for buying two presents.
Okay,
for each of my grandparents. Forgot to do both.
Oh no!
So Alicia gave some wonderful presents on behalf of the pair of us. Mm-hmm. I, however.
Didn't give anything.
Did not. And me and Alyssa both decided that we weren't going to do presents either, so I failed.
Easy Christmas.
Very miserably.
Yeah.
I think I won in my and Rachel, my wife's relationship this year. Because she did the thing where...
It's 1-0.
It's 1-0 so far. Although I did forget her birthday once.
No, come on, John.
But it's all right, we forgot about that.
10-1.
This year she said, we won't do presents this year. We'll just leave it. We'll go somewhere nice in the next. But I bought her a present anyway. So I bought her a necklace with a Canadian maple leaf on it because she loves Canada. Nice. So I think I'll take 1-0.
Drenched in syrup.
I can't tell you how many times I had a conversation with Rachel before Christmas where she said, me and Joel aren't doing presents, but I know that Joel's going to buy me a present and I'm really mad about it.
I had bought her a present as well. Like, all those times she said that, I had already bought her the present. So she was right.
Nice.
Wow. What about you, Tommy?
Best one that... So it was a bit weird as well because Tam was saying, she was like, I've sorted all of your family out.
Right.
So she just said, we don't need to buy them and anything because I've sorted it. But she wouldn't tell me what it was until Christmas Day. Turns out that she bought Mrs. Doubtfire theatre tickets
Ooh.
For all of us. One of, like, so it included me, which is why
which I can wow. tell you.
So I, like you, didn't buy many, if any, presents.
Are you a big Mrs. Doubtfire fan?
Yes.
Ooh.
Me and my family are
wow.
very big Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's a very good film. Fans, it's so a great film.
Look forward to that. Not the biggest theatre fan. But hopefully, we'll meet somewhere in the middle.
And so it'll be good.
And you'll have an average experience. Wow.
New Year's. I've got a bit of a bone to pick.
Oh, yes.
We had a party at our house. Themed on the letter S. Yeah. So you could come. It was a costume party. Come dressed as the letter S.
Yeah.
Sam, would you like to explain why?
I mean, I generally don't like social events. Especially don't like social events where you have to dress yourself in a particular fashion. And so I said I would be quite happy to attend this fancy dress party if I could come as myself. So the most sensible option seemed to be come dressed as something beginning with
the letter,
the letter S. Letters. Indeed.
Very sensible.
Indeed. I mean, I still didn't come to the party. It sounds like you all had a great time.
Yeah.
I was very upset about this because I had planned...
Yeah, you had a great outfit.
I'd planned an outfit and I was going to come as a suit of Sam's. Wow. So I'd messaged Paul, your father, and said...
He did let that slip over Christmas, to be fair to him.
I'm going to have to message him.
You will.
I'm gonna tell him.
You will.
But I'd message him and I'd said, I need some baby photos of Sam so I can like stick them on this suit.
Wow.
So he'd sent me them. I'd got it all ready. And then the morning of the party, Rachel said, I don't think Sam's going.
Yeah.
And I was like, well...
Just, to be fair, it wasn't my fault.
Right.
Alyssa, to be fair, both Alyssa and I were quite ill
got
over
the
Christmas.
Lurgy.
Got the lurgy. Alyssa was off work on New Year's Eve. So what you probably can't do if you're not at work on New Year's Eve is then
go to a party.
To a New Year's Eve party. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I apologise profusely.
That makes
Looks
sense.
Like you had a lovely time.
But someone's got to pay for my suit.
You bought a new
suit.
I've got a brand new, really expensive, lovely suit that I was going to staple photos of.
You've
now
got a stack of Sam photos.
Just in my house.
To be fair, when the afternoon after Joel's wedding, we went to Joel's.
We did.
Abode,
you did.
Tidied up and then decorated. Joel's
tidied
house.
Up and then messied the house.
The plan was to go and prank Joel's house by messing it up. We arrived and it was messed up, so we just tidied it.
We did such a nice thing, very unintentionally.
And then made it messy again.
Yeah. But I did cut up a half-naked picture of myself and hide various parts of my body in...
Which half?
Well, it was... I had a pair of swimming shorts on, I think.
So it was you in a pair of swimming shorts.
Yeah.
And you chopped it up, hadn't you? So there was different parts of your body.
So how much of my body have you found in your DVD collection?
You hidden it in my DVD collection, and then we found one part so far. Your leg, I think it is.
Right.
In...
Left or right?
I think it's left. I'm not 100% sure. Right, Rachel found it in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, very good.
So we watched that the other day and went, oh, there's Sam's leg.
Oh. Right. Fine.
So I'm going to have to watch all my DVDs again and
Excellent.
See if I can find
them. Do you watch DVDs?
No.
I couldn't tell you where my DVDs
well,
are.
Well, the fact that we got married nearly a year ago and I found one item.
Yeah, to be fair.
The only time we would have ever watched a DVD was at Christmas time.
Right.
Because we often struggle to find good Christmas films on the streaming
services.
You've
always got
that
the good ones.
Whereas now Disney Plus is a thing.
True.
They're all on there.
All on there.
Did you watch... We usually watch one on like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Something. Did you watch a Christmas film?
Ooh.
Or any new ones? Or any recommendations? Because I think 9 out of 10 are rubbish.
We have a tradition where we get our Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And while we're putting it up, we watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great film. Best Christmas film. But this year, Ali Johnson came around.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter is at the age where
Friend
she actually watches TV shows now. And it probably wasn't quite appropriate for a child of her age. So we watched the new one with the was it A Boy Called Christmas?
Yes, okay.
And it was terrifying.
It was
absolutely terrified. Was it? So we watched a film that wasn't appropriate for a child to then watch a film that also was not appropriate for a child.
Yeah. I've done that with Ali's kid before. My favourite film is Hook.
Great.
So
film.
I was like, oh, it's Peter Pan. She'll love it. Put it on. She was terrified by Captain Hook. But I was like, no, you've got to just plough on, get through it.
Wow. I think. So we always watch Santa Claus. Santa Claus the movie with...
It's a good one.
When we put our Christmas tree up.
Never seen it.
I think that's the only Christmas film I've watched.
Really?
This year. I didn't even watch Elf.
I showed you, Joel, Jingle All The Way.
I really enjoyed Jingle All The Way. And that's saying something because I don't particularly like Christmas. And mainly because I don't like Christmas films.
Mm. Yeah.
And I actually really enjoy Jingle All The Way.
I'm a big fan of Deck The Halls. Feel like that's underrated.
Not seen it.
I like that one.
Not seen it.
Big fan.
What's that one that was on Netflix? I've not watched it, but everyone else has said it's actually all right. Christmas Chronicles?
Not seen it.
That's terrible.
Is it?
Well, good. I mean, Alicia loved it, and all the Christmas films that she loves are awful. So I will assume it was terrible.
The kids in my school watched Christmas Chronicles.
Okay.
And these are the kids that absolutely love the Emoji Movie. Didn't like Christmas Chronicles.
Not good.
So that's how bad it is.
Wow. Mm. Other than that, we've had Christmas, New Year's, anything else?
How was the New Year's Eve party?
Oh, it was very good. It was very good. We had some great outfits.
It was the best one we've ever had, Sam.
Was it?
Because you weren't there.
Yeah, good.
We had some amazing outfits.
So what did you go as in the end?
In the end, I had to stoop very, very low into the barrel and go as a symbiote, okay? So
what is one of them?
Have you ever seen the film Venom?
Yes, okay.
It was from that.
Yeah.
And I'd cut a hole in my T-shirt, arm with some paper and then put my arm through the hole and made it look like
Venom. Yeah, the best outfit does go to Rachel.
Yes,
for the whole night. She came as Syndrome.
It was
very good. Incredibles. With a bottle in her hair.
People don't know Rachel, everything. She's got long ginger hair.
Wow.
She managed to put it up like Syndrome.
That's very impressive.
It's very good.
She stuck a bottle in it and then put it all around.
Unbelievable.
Very tall, very clever.
What bottle did she use?
Well, I drink that much Coke. There was enough Coke bottles in the house to sort her out.
Recycling.
We also had a Scooby-Doo and a Shaggy. We had an Alan Shearer.
Oh, yeah. Lovely stuff. I could have done Alan Shearer, to be fair.
Could.
I've got a hair for it.
This guy had a ball cap, so it wasn't as
strong
as yours would be.
Wow.
Schoolboy.
Schoolboy. Schoolgirl. We had a Stoke player.
Okay.
Phoebe went to Sonya.
Phoebe did go with Sonya. Sonya from EastEnders.
Yeah.
It's a very specific Sonya.
Yeah. Who's played the trumpet? If you search online, Sonya with trumpet.
That was who she went as.
Then you'll be able
to
find.
Maybe we'll get some photos.
Either of you ever seen that or heard about that before Phoebe started talking about it? Or
not at all.
I've seen EastEnders, but I've never seen that particular photo.
Fine.
It's like
I thought the 80s. I was on my own in being completely clueless about why she was so fixated on it, but clearly I'm not, so that's okay.
But yes, it was very good.
Excellent.
Very good evening.
Nice. Good fire.
I was a bit annoyed towards the end.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, I was annoyed throughout at Phoebe, I will say. And I can say that because I don't think she'll listen to this.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She started off the night.
Yeah.
I think she pulled a cork out of a bottle.
Right.
And tried to just throw it at me in a playful way. Smack me in the head.
Oh, no.
To which she just started laughing loads. It really is. No. Secondly, she was joking about fizzing this Prosecco.
Right.
Later on, a different bottle. Blue Prosecco as well.
Right.
She was joking about fizzing
blue
it.
Prosecco?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I said, go outside if you're going to pretend to fizz it. But I don't think it'll fizz because it's been open for a while. Right. So she starts to do it, thinking it's not going to do it at all, in the kitchen,
excellent,
all over the white walls.
Oh, no.
No.
And then finally, the trumpet was a good idea for the costume.
Yeah.
Not so good for the neighbours at 1 a.m.
Oh,
she's going,
wow.
But other than that.
I'm annoyed with George Bowden from that party. Because
let's just pile on the Bowden family today.
That day,
get some stuff ready about town. Here we go.
That day, I'd had my car serviced and cleaned, so I was like dead happy. First time I've had my car ever. First time ever serviced and washed. And I get there,
first
and I'm like,
time you've ever had your car washed.
Probably. she comes in and she goes, "I've sprayed your car." What do you mean?
Oh, she did the
same to me. She sprayed my car.
Absolute joke.
With fake snow.
Yeah.
And it's still there.
Terrible.
I can't
mine's
get it still
off. Inside or out? Yeah, you've got a little penis drawn in your on the back.
That was me. On the way in. I did it on the way in.
It's very tiny.
It doesn't even look like snow. It just looks like
it's just dandruff or something.
Spray or something,
isn't
it?
Yeah. But yeah, on the outside. Luckily not on the inside. She didn't get my keys. But it won't come off.
Nightmare.
And I'm very annoyed.
She was the source of the mess. She bought eight spray cans of fake snow.
Brilliant.
And a lot of giant party poppers.
Yeah. She only needs to wait a week, and it's snowed for real.
Very annoying.
Have either of you been up to anything else?
I've got some good roundabout chat, if you want roundabout.
I'd love it.
Right.
It's been too long.
Here we go. Okay. Stoke-on-Trent is not famous for very nice roundabouts, is it? So yep, when I came, Smallthorne roundabouts, absolutely not.
Horrible roundabouts. Absolutely horrible. Terrible.
Right. We went to Hemel Hempstead this weekend. Stay over.
Very nice.
It was okay. Oh, okay. I wouldn't recommend it. Right. Driving into Hemel Hempstead for the first time. Okay. And the first sign I see is this. All right. For the roundabout.
Oh, my word.
So it's a massive roundabout. It's not just one roundabout, but it's made up of six mini roundabouts. Gosh.
I don't even know how to describe that to the listeners.
It's one big roundabout.
Yeah.
And, well, it's not even a roundabout.
Each exit is a mini roundabout.
It's a roundabout.
So, but the most bizarre thing was on my sat nav, when I'm driving up, it's saying turn right. So what I'm basically doing is going the wrong way around the roundabout. It was honestly the most, I've never been more stressed out in my life. Honestly, absolutely unbelievable.
That is bizarre.
I don't even know. I didn't even have any other words to say about that.
And I thought Smallthorne roundabouts.
Well, indeed. So it's called the Plough Roundabout if you want to search it up. But I don't recommend a visit. What I do would say is I had some very nice Turkish food last night. Yeah, I wasn't convinced. Unless you said this place looks really nice. Let's go. I said,
what did you have?
Right. I can't remember what it was called. But it was lots of chicken in some bread with some salad. It's very good.
Can't beat it.
Couldn't beat it.
Chicken bread, like
chicken
salad.
Burgers to me.
Unbelievable. Anyway, there you go.
I went to a friend of ours, Ethan.
Yeah.
His birthday party last night.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
A place called Spout in Leek. Very nice.
Lovely.
And
this is turning into, what's that food podcast you listen to?
Off Menu. If we are anything like Off Menu, I'd be very happy.
Don't listen to that one, listen to this one, but it is a good one.
Do you know, James Acaster, host of Off Menu, he's from Kettering. That's where I went to high school.
No way.
Unbelievable.
People most you know. Wins in FA Cup history or something like that?
Kettering.
Kettering, yeah.
I no think way. Famous, most famous manager of Kettering Town? Paul Gascoigne.
There we go. There's your niche football knowledge for this week.
There you go.
Anyway.
61 days he was manager.
61.
That's great right. knowledge. Just to pull out.
Yeah, we went to his birthday and we had burgers and the burgers were absolutely amazing.
Wow. Describe this burger to me.
It was a beef burger, but it was... Just imagine
your face. You closed your eyes.
Perfect brioche bun.
Brioche bun.
Toasted.
Okay.
No filling except for the burger.
I like that.
But the burger was like
plain and simple.
Very thick. Perfectly pink in the middle.
Yeah. Ooh.
Nice
lovely.
And crispy on the outside. And then some really chunky chips.
Really chunky.
Really good.
How chunky? What was the diameter?
They were like thick. They were like 2 inches thick.
2 inches?
Yeah. They were
like bigger than a potato.
Wow.
I went for a curry. Very nice. On it on Friday night.
Lovely.
In London.
What did you have?
Well, so my friend booked it because he was like, we're going to go at 9:30 so you can get down from Stoke. A few friends are going. Yeah. At a place called Yak and Yeti.
Ooh.
I thought London, a place called Yak and Yeti, doesn't sound very traditional.
Yeah,
I was expecting it to be some quirky hipster place. Yeah. It wasn't. It was just a standard curry house.
They always end up being the best, though, don't they?
Well, yeah. We went in. Sat there. I had I don't even know what it was called. It just wasn't a Rogan Josh, which is what I usually have. Something Sarg. I've never
pushing the boat out. Oh, I love a Sarg. Unbelievable.
It's all about a penny.
Sat there eating my curry, having a great time. Ginger guy walks back from the toilet, starts talking to the guy on the till, and then goes and sits down. I said to the guy next to me, that looks just like the bloke from Two Door Cinema Club. And he was going, oh, yeah, it does, yeah, having a laugh, yeah. Then nothing comes of it. I start to research this man. Turns out he's Irish, but he now lives in London, so I'm like, this is possible.
Wow.
When I was researching it, it's pretty funny, actually. The guy next to me, I was on my phone like trying to find all these facts. The guy next to me went to the toilet, and the waiter, who was wearing black like the guy next to me, came to collect the plates, but I didn't see him leave. So I was on my phone and just went, he is from London, you know, so it's not me. And then looked round, and it was just the waiter like, okay. And it turns out we were at the Curry House with Two Door Cinema Club. The whole band.
No way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know Two Door Cinema Club if you brought them into this room and said they are Two Door Cinema Club. Mm. I genuinely would not know who they were.
He's quite distinguishable. He's ginger with a ginger moustache. Mm. A bit of a podgy face. And you know when you just get famous vibes off people?
Right.
Yeah, he's given off.
He looks famous.
He's wearing a suede brown blazer.
Oh, okay.
So that's famous, not famous, famous vibes. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Did you make conversation?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
just creepily took a selfie with him in the background.
So I got someone, it wasn't even a selfie, I got the person opposite me to take a photo with him in the background, yeah. Wow. Also, went to a bar last night.
Yeah.
Greg James was there.
Greg Davis.
Oh, I love Greg Davis.
He's massive.
We were looking at this before, weren't we? And I thought he was only like 6'5".
Even if he wasn't famous, you'd be like, look at that man. He's big.
He's not someone who can blend into a crowd, is he?
6'8".
Wow.
Very tall.
One man went and asked for a photo, and that was it.
And then no one else dared after that. Wow.
Yeah.
What a weekend.
That was my weekend, yeah.
Unbelievable. I always struggle with a very late night curry. I feel like the morning after is then tricky, because my regular meal time is
thrown off,
especially when it's a curry.
Yeah, 100%. Is it about a curry that people think they can just go at like 11 o'clock for a curry?
I know, it's tricky.
You wouldn't do that with any other meal.
It's tricky. And I always overeat at a curry, so it makes it all even worse.
We went for a curry, didn't we, recently? We went to a fireworks show. I say recently, it was November.
Yes.
And it was late. It was like half nine. I don't eat at half nine, I eat at like 6 o'clock. Yeah. And that night, about 3 a.m, I woke up. If I don't poo right now, Rachel's going to have a mess to clean up in the morning. Like run to the toilet, and I'm on the toilet for about an hour.
Just couldn't move. That was for my birthday. And then about three weeks later, we went for a curry for Ali's birthday, friend of the pod.
Yep.
We turned up. I'm not convinced he'd actually booked anything. He went in with all
confidence that
it was going to be fine. We arrived at 9 o'clock. He'd already told us it was going to be 8 o'clock, and then it turned into 9 o'clock. We didn't sit down until 10 o'clock, but everyone else had left by the time we had our curry. And I'm thinking, in 12 hours' time, I've got to be on a stage in front of people at church, looking professional. This is not going to end very well.
Oh, no.
Tricky. Late night curries, tricky. I think a lunchtime curry is the way forward.
Oh, but then I don't think you can do much in the afternoon then. I think it throws you off.
That's okay.
I quite like Sunday lunch. I feel like they should change it from Sunday roast.
They should change it.
Whoever decided that Sunday lunch was the thing, Sunday lunch should be a curry.
I'm sure loads of curry houses do Sunday lunchtime curry buffet.
They must do.
And I've always fancied having a go at one of them.
I wasn't there for that because I was in London with Chris. And Chris's dad. I went to see a band called Marillion, who is Chris's father's favourite band.
Yeah.
I have never seen that man, my uncle, cry when they walked on stage.
He's a very, how would you describe Jez?
He doesn't give much away, does he, Jez?
Emotionless.
Very emotionless. Yeah.
But I reckon most people who meet Jez are absolutely petrified of him.
I've known him for 24 years. And I'd be terrified to see him in a dark alley.
Yeah.
Very. But yeah, so as soon as this band... anyway. As soon as this band walk on stage, he cries. Wow. To the end of the gig, pretty much. And then we leave the hotel the morning after, and he cried.
Didn't he meet one of them in the lift?
He met the keyboardist before the band, before the gig.
Wow.
And then he met the lead singer in the lift, in the hotel.
What a great weekend
on the way back
for
to his room.
Unbelievable.
He loved it.
I bet he was an emotional wreck by the end.
He was. He cried on the way home.
Unbelievable.
But it shows you. You don't always understand a person, do you? Until you go and see Marillion.
We don't need to do any more deep bits.
That was very profound, that was, Joe. We'll just end there, I think.
One more thing that I did do this week that I just remembered. I've got this friend called Jake, who's got a company called Decor Designs that we don't really talk about anymore.
Yeah.
But they are on Etsy if you want to check them out. Yeah. He's back up in Stoke.
Lovely Jake.
So we went out this week. He was like, do you want to hang out? I was like, yeah, sure. You sort out what we want to do. And he said, do you want to test drive a Tesla?
Whoa.
So I was joking. I was like, yeah. And we booked to go to Stockport.
Unbelievable.
To test drive a Tesla.
What a day
out.
So
we went there, walked into the garage, was like, yeah, we're here to test drive a Tesla, and gave us the keys.
Test drive
a Tesla for half an hour.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
Give us your review.
Very clean and minimalistic inside.
Yeah.
The acceleration's unbelievable.
Turbocharged.
He was like touching the accelerator, and we were like, ooh. And I was like, just put your foot down all the way, because we've got a bit of road here. So we did. And it's like, all I can describe is like Rita at Alton Towers. we literally both just went, heads thrown back into the seat. So we will not be buying one.
Right.
Oh.
The guy did ask at the end, he was like, I've seen that you're not actually interested in buying a Tesla. What is it you're here for? And Jake was like, well,
just wanted to test drive.
Just checking out the electric market. Like, yeah, great.
Did you try any games on the screen of the Tesla?
We did. I was even writing music on it and everything.
What were you playing?
I can't remember. We played. Like, there's a lot of Easter eggs on the screen, isn't there? So we did like the fire thing, when you can have a romantic fire and all those kind of things. So I'll not be buying one, but
very nice.
I would if I could. Yeah, and I'd recommend the test drive. At Stockport, a very nice man called Chris. I
might take Rachel on a date. Yeah, we'll go for a test drive in the Tesla.
That'd be lovely.
We'll put the fire on in the Tesla.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to the news. I'm not going to play the theme because Chris isn't doing it.
Yeah.
Omicron's going mad. I think it's like 1 in 15 people.
Yeah, something like that.
That's mad.
Is it that? I've not heard that. That's a lot of people.
Well, I can speak from my experience at work. There's like no one there.
Really?
Yeah, and we're only still open because we're lacking so much staff, but we're also lacking students, so we can cope.
We've been quite lucky, actually, at my work. Maybe two people.
Oh, really?
And the kids, none of the kids have got it. Yeah. We've been really lucky with it.
That's Omicron. There's the Djokovic thing that's happened.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like if he got the vaccine, it'd all be fine.
Yeah, so they didn't let him play tennis, but now he can play tennis.
They said he can. Latest...
I thought so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I thought they'd said he could, and then said he couldn't.
Yeah, 11 o'clock tonight. Which is Monday morning. Australian I'm not Chris. Time.
And now he's in a hotel asking for some weird things. That's what I've heard.
Lots of Serbians outside.
Yeah.
Including his mum, who's very passionate about the whole thing.
North Korea have come out and said that Kim Jong, whatever his name is,
Un,
has invented the burrito.
Oh,
wow!
Apparently, in 2011. He invented this thing called the burrito.
No way.
The only other thing that I really want to talk about, which is why you're on, Joel, Curry Wars. It's kicking off in your hometown of Audley.
It is.
The people need to know about Curry Wars. So give you a bit of background.
Set the scene of Audley before you tell this story.
It's a very little village. A very small village. There's two curry houses, two Chinese's, a Tesco, a doctor's, and a dentist. That's it. The other night, I came to Tom's, and we got back, and the curry house had been crashed into. I was like, what is going on? So the curry house, the new Royal Balti, very good curry house.
Yeah.
And it was, not anymore. And I was like, what is going on? So we checked on the Audley community page.
Oh,
everyone's going, it's been attacked.
No.
Attacked. So
unbelievable.
It's got two sets of bay windows. The Ooh, set lovely. Of bay windows on the right got crashed into window. At 2 o'clock in the morning. Right? Everyone's like, it's the other curry house across the road. And I was like, yeah, go on. I'll agree, go on. It's the other curry house. I'm telling everyone, it's the other curry house.
You commented on this.
No, I'm telling everyone I know. I told Tom, it's the other curry house. And anyway, so that happened. And it was about a week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's fine. It's all sorted. Alessi, the other curry house, have just left it.
You're dropping names in here.
Next week, wake up.
Yeah,
it had been crashed into again. The left-hand set of bay windows.
No.
But worse. And then they own a building across the road.
Wow.
That also got driven into. Wow. Now that's the kebab house.
What cars are they just sacrificing?
It's a van. It was like a massive white van.
So I read on. Because it was on BBC News.
It was everywhere.
I read
that
they drove the van into it and just left the van.
Yeah, the guy jumped out and ran.
So what did they crash into it with the next time?
A different van.
What? That's mad.
But it's like...
And we think it is the other curry house.
It's the other curry house. It's got to be.
Wow. Tell you what.
But they're still serving.
Have you been to the other curry house?
Are they?
They are.
No way.
That is.
They're not serving in-house because there's rubble everywhere. But they
there's
are...
There's a van halfway in the restaurant.
They are delivering... Wow. So,
have you shown solidarity with the?
If you're having a takeaway, you got to order from New Royal Balti.
Okay,
I'm going to be ordering this week.
Okay,
from New Royal Balti.
I'll be there. Wow.
So, get New Royal Balti.
Have you frequented both curry houses?
I have tried both.
Okay,
and I do personally prefer the New Royal Balti. Right. It's very nice.
Did you get a bit of a vengeful vibe from Alessi's, or did they seem like nice people?
Alessi wired me up right because. My drive is a one-way drive, and you have to turn into my house. It's strange.
It's very awkward.
It's
to
very
turn
awkward.
Into.
And Alessi constantly park their van, so I can't get into my house.
Well, not anymore. They haven't got a van.
It's stuck in the middle. So I've come off quite well here.
Yeah. Did you drive? Are you behind this? You drove
I'm the
van
that drove to get rid of their van.
Wow.
So now they can't use their van, so I can get into my drive every day.
Okay.
So I think that might be.
Wow.
Curry Wars.
Audley, the place to be. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I'll keep an eye on it and I'll let
masala
you know.
Masala everywhere.
Masala everywhere. Chicken tikka masala. All over the road.
Did you get the email?
Ollie told me yesterday.
We're going to see, well, we were going to see Joe Public, the
we
man
had
behind
tickets and everything.
This song.
Friend of the pod. Chicken tikka
masala. On Friday night. Very good song. Very good song.
He's cancelled his gig because of Omicron.
It wasn't until March.
I don't know why my voice did that.
We'll do that one again.
I'll play it. I'll just loop that.
It wasn't until March. It wasn't until March.
Please leave my
voice. I'm going to save the listeners a job of going back and listen to it on half speed, and I'll just drop it in there. On half speed.
Oh, Joe.
Why has he cancelled it already?
I don't know. He said he couldn't afford.
Sad.
Yeah.
Hopefully he does this again.
Yeah, we'll go. It's time we got to the serious bit, because we've been going for a little bit. We thought we'd talk this week, I haven't told you, Joel, a bit about rest. Because...
Very good.
Sam, you're having a rest for a month.
I'm having a rest. Work have been very generous, and they've given me a sabbatical for the month of January. Mm. So that basically means 4 weeks to...
Well, yeah, for people that don't know, because I only used to do sabbaticals in church things, and then Pep Guardiola had a sabbatical.
He did indeed. So think of me very much like Pep Guardiola, to be fair.
Yeah.
Similar tactical nouns. No, not a holiday. So in the Methodist Church, which is what Swan Bank is, the church we go to, if you're a ordained minister, every 7 years, you get 3 months off. Basically, because being a minister is not like a normal job where you turn up to work and go home again. It's like a whole life.
Yeah.
So occasionally, you need a bit of time away from that. So I'm not an ordained minister. One of the kids from church described me as a fake minister last Sunday, which I quite liked, to be fair.
Sam Taylor, fake minister.
Yes, indeed. But in spite of my being a fake minister, church have been very generous and said you can have the month of January to... Bit of rest, recuperation, a bit of like study and experience in other places. Because of my job, I don't really get to go anywhere else on a Sunday. So, the reason I was in Hemel Hempstead was because we went to a church in Watford.
Did you go to Top today. Golf?
Well, we didn't go to Top Golf, unfortunately. I was very keen, but
didn't
quite work out. So
you couldn't get off the roundabout.
He was going round the roundabout the whole time. He had to watch the service. I missed the turning.
I missed the turning. It'll be 20 minutes before we go round again.
So yeah, so I'm having a bit of a rest, which is very nice and much appreciated.
Okay, how are you finding it? Because I don't know if, how about you guys, but I found that, speaking from my own experience and from the people that I see at work and just in life, even after people got to the 2 weeks holidays or however long people had off over Christmas, and we were like, just like, oh, I'm so desperate for this. Yeah. I really need, because the last year or 2 years has just been horrific. And everyone really needed the rest. But we've come back after Christmas and New Year, and if not more tired, people feel the same as they did beforehand. Even though, I mean, I feel like even though if I go to bed earlier, if I have longer to sleep, if I don't do as much exercise or whatever, and I physically rest, that's not solving the issue for me. I don't know what you guys have kind of experienced or seen.
I think rest is a really interesting thing because we, it's not necessarily the not doing anything that is restful. So I've not sat about for a week and not done anything. Like I've had things that I've wanted to do that have helped me to get to a place of rest. But it's about, I think for me, it's about taking yourself out of the normal, like, almost like conveyor belt of your everyday stuff. So there's things that you just do every day because they just happen, and it sort of goes round and round in circles. And sometimes that means that you create some unhealthy habits as part of that. And you there's all sorts of things that just lead to this cycle of tiredness and weariness and stuff. So so over Christmas, both Alicia and I were like absolutely done, really. And both of us weren't very well. And we just like got to a point where we were really weary and tired. So we said to my mum, like, we just need a few days of being just looked after a bit. So we just went to my mum and dad's and like hid and didn't really speak to anyone or like check in with reality. I sort of let my mum make me cups of tea for 3 days. It was very nice. And so that those sort of things that take you out of your like normal hectic chaos of life, which is what life is. Whether your job's busy or not, life is just hectic and chaotic, isn't it? even if that's just because you don't know whether you're going to be able to go outside today, or you don't know whether you're going to be able to go to that gig in March, or wherever it is. Do you know what I mean? It's just chaos, and that is exhausting. I think that's what people are struggling with now, is that that weariness and exhaustion from just everything being uncertain and a bit shaky.
I think in terms of actually getting rest as well, it's important to know how you rest.
Yeah,
because people rest differently.
Yeah,
like me and my wife even will rest differently. She likes to be alone totally, and that helps her to rest. And I will be with people, not necessarily like big groups of people, but just spending time with my mum and dad and just chilling, just doing films or whatever with them. That's how I rest. And so understanding how you rest, and not just seeing, okay, sitting in my room is how I rest, or just doing nothing is how I rest, because that may not be restful for you. That might actually could be more of a stress or more of a...
For sure. Yeah, I find that, a bit like what you just said, that for me, like, I can be, on paper, I can be at my busiest in terms of stuff on every evening. Yeah. I'm at work till, late for me at work is like 5 o'clock. I'll be working those, I'll be doing stuff all, like, every night, seeing friends, doing that kind of thing, going to bed late. But that can be some of my most restful times, because, not necessarily because of the routine, but... And not to make it dead cheesy and come back to stuff like this, but genuinely looking over like my experiences is when I'm in a good place with God and my relationship with God is good, and he's the number one priority, then like I just, everything becomes restful and everything, it kind of becomes in perspective and everything's in its place. Whereas when my relationship with God isn't great and I'm going off the boil a bit, that's when stuff starts to creep up and issues at work that wouldn't be issues at work become a big thing, and stuff just becomes intimidating.
Definitely.
And I've just picked up here, there's a bit in Matthew where Jesus is talking to a lot of people, and he says, come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And he talks about his yoke being easy and his burden being light. And that is something that we don't just read in the Bible, but as I say, I really feel like I experience where for me to find rest, my relationship with God has got to be the priority. And sometimes, not that you do that by going to church and stuff like that, but sometimes I think people can think part of having a rest is I'm just going to let my faith kind of drift a bit while I focus on me. Yeah. And actually, I think we've got to get the reverse going. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Your faith shouldn't be taxing. That should be the source of where your rest is coming from.
Yeah. One of the things I've been doing this week is trying to get into a good rhythm of reading the Bible. So started the Bible in a year, like reading plan. And one of the things that you start off straight away with is reading the Psalms. And it's really interesting how many of those first few Psalms, so the Psalms are like poems and songs that David, off of David and Goliath, writes. And they're really like honest reflections of where he is with God. But one of the things he keeps coming back to is that God is his safe place and God is his protection and God is his comfort.
Yeah.
And there's one bit in particular that talks about God being the one who grants him sleep. He basically says, only can I sleep well when I recognize that God is there protecting and watching over me. And I thought that's so true. I've tried so many things to help me to sleep better. Do you know what I mean? Most nights I've got something on Netflix or something that I'm going to sleep to so I don't get like caught up in the spiral of like
spraying your pillows with lavender,
and you know people who've done the like, I don't know what, whale noises or whatever people do. I don't know what they do. Those like headspace, all those sort of apps and things. I just think maybe if instead of going down all those routes, I just maybe like, I don't know, in my head instead of counting sheep, I was like reciting like words from the Bible, or I was, you know, as I was trying to go to sleep, praying God's protection or God to help me. It sounds like a bit corny, but it's trying to get to the root of the issue almost, isn't it?
It's really an overall state of being rather than just,
for sure,
I can't sleep.
For sure. But that's just an example of, there are all sorts of things that we do a similar thing with. We try and find stuff that's going to paper over the cracks. And actually, when we're busy, I think what tends to happen is we form habits that fix the problem in a short term, but in the long term are really like unhealthy habits, probably.
And something that we've mentioned before, and we're too late now to do a deep dive into all this stuff, and we haven't really prepared for it, but I feel like a lot of the stuff where society now says this is the answer for it, and it's So I've used Headspace before, and it's like just go and sit somewhere and quiet for 10 minutes. And right. if you do this breathing thing, then it puts everything into perspective, and you've got this weird guy going, I don't even like, feel the body on the chair. And all that. It's weird. And it might have been nice for 10 minutes, but it doesn't actually address your state of being. Like, and it's only for me, God, and being at peace with God that kind of puts everything into perspective.
So through my sabbatical time, that's what I'm trying to do really, is trying to rediscover the habits that get me to that place of rest. So I've been trying to read a good chunk of the Bible every day. I've been trying to do exercise every day and then do something creative, because I feel like that's a good like avenue for experiencing God or expressing something towards God. So I feel like this is what I've been lacking probably in the months leading up to this is probably unhealthy habits like spending ages in front of the TV or staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching The Ashes, which is just leads to endless disappointment or whatever it is. Yeah. Like trying to replace those unhealthy habits, playing Football Manager until ungodly hours, with healthy habits that ultimately lead to you being in a good place with God. And you then also, I think, being able to have a better perspective on what's going on in life, and maybe being able to navigate through that a little better and a little easier.
You mentioned being creative.
Yes.
Any new songs or anything coming out? We had a bit of a period. Sad that this kind of ended when lockdown ended.
Yeah.
We had a nice period of writing some songs.
We did. So I'm trying to do a new bit. I'm trying to write a bit of music every day. Just like a little 30 seconds, minute thing, but just trying to... So I'll maybe send you some stuff.
Any bangers?
No. It's week one. Week four, there might be something that's like shareable. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll have a new, like, if it's wordless.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll maybe have like a new segment intro.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Okay.
So make it jingly.
Yeah, fine.
I think that'll do us. We're about almost 50 minutes in.
Excellent.
Thanks for coming, Joel.
Thank you. It's been very
enjoyable. I think this has been the best episode we've ever had.
It's because Chris is not here. And I'm here.
I've very much enjoyed. The food discussions. Maybe we can have more food.
More food.
I agree. I could talk about food for a long time. Maybe we should start our own podcast.
Food podcast.
We'll talk about this afterwards.
Yes.
On menu.
But yeah, thanks. Is there like there must be like an almighty food link pun thing we can make? I don't know. We'll not have this
almighty
discussion
meaty.
Now.
Almighty vanilla pod.
All meaty pod.
All meaty pod. There we go.
Vegetarian podcast.
But yeah, thanks for listening. If you've got any stories to share,
yes, please do.
Then you can send those in to us at almightypodmail@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/almightypod or on Twitter and Instagram. We've still been very active on the gram, so if you don't follow us, then get us on there @almighty_pod.
Yeah.
Sam, you've also got Instagram.
I've got Instagram. Very excited about it.
I was unsure if it was you.
Okay.
Because you follow me, and then I looked at your followers.
Yeah.
And there was like, you know when you get these like women that aren't
Women. So I made the mistake of not setting it to private to start with.
So lots of random people.
Alyssa had a quiet word and said, do you know who these people are who just post pictures of their butts all the time?
I got a Facebook message. You know, I get them quite regularly now, just from people that aren't real.
Yeah.
The name is Strong Cochran. Although I might just accept this.
Wow.
Just for the respect. Name.
Is that how you went for a curry with in London? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway.
Well, Strong, if you're listening.
We know you are.
Have a good one.
Yeah. All right. See you later, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.